in the Mr. Food Test Kitchen. We'll milk milk products for all they're worth. Farmer Howard reveals the facts about yak milk, my big fat Greek yogurt, and setting sail with kale, bread that is, plus great recipes that'll have you saying,
"Ooh, it's so good."
Now, the Mr. Food Test Kitchen, along with Amy, Yo, and Brian, here's Howard.
It's great to be together again, and all of you joining us, welcome. Today, we're talking about food, dairy. Let's chat. Have you been to the market lately?
It is my favorite section of the supermarket. I love all things dairy. Wow. Love it.
I like to go in there and check out all the creamers. I'm not a big coffee person, but I'll put it in like my cereal. And
you can do fun stuff with
it. Like you use the French vanilla.
And the Bailey's and the Irish cream ones.
I think they put crack in that.
I'm convinced.
Pretty good. I looked on the ingredient list and I'm pretty sure that's not there. You know, it's really changed so much the dairy aisle in the last probably 10 years. I mean, the yogurts have exploded with so many different varieties. The milk, the dairy creamer, certainly. And milk used to just be milk. And we're going to talk about that later in the show. Now there's lots of different varieties. Have any of you spent any time on a dairy farm ever?
Well, no. I've visited.
You're practically Amish, Amy. So the answer is yes.
Thanks, Howard. I've visited a dairy farm before, but I was very young. And it was a friend of mine's uncle's farm, and he played a joke on me and showed me just how silly I was because he put me in the pen with the bull and asked me if I wanted to milk it.
Oh.
And I was all for it, and he finally pulled me out. I didn't know the difference. I was too young.
Most,
the closest I've come. Closest I've come is like the county fair.
County fair, yeah.
County fair. Yeah. But I've never like touched a cow down there.
Oh, they're sweet.
touched a cow down there.
This is a G-rated show, yeah.
Did you touch its nose? Did you pat its side?
I patted the side.
Okay. They're so sweet. They're so docile.
They're so sweet.
So intimate
behind
down
them.
There. Just never gone there.
when I was young, my mom used to take us to a place called Gates Farms up in Syracuse. They would milk the cows, and then we got a choice of chocolate or traditional milk. And that was always fun. And we would, you know, they have a little tour and everything. And then when we were doing some research for the show, I actually said, hey, let's see if they're still in business. And they closed, what, a few years ago?
Yeah.
So that was sad. It was a family-based business. And small little dairy outside of Syracuse.
Did you get the chocolate milk from a brown cow?
No, it doesn't work like
that. It doesn't?
Yeah. No.
Yo, you lied to me.
The Hershey man. You can hear us eating quiche in the background here.
Where's my plate? Amy, you stole my plate.
I may have stolen
it. No, she stole your piece. The plate doesn't matter. You know, that's
you
just
enjoyed
one.
It.
It was great.
Dairy's like in so many different things. Like we're eating quiche today because obviously there's lots of cheese in it. There's cream in it. There's eggs in it. Again, everything you find in the dairy aisle, which is really quite nice. There's a lot of different kinds of milk out there. I know you were in India, Yolanda.
We drink a lot of cow's milk, but Indians, they think cows are very sacred and the cows would literally cross the road and the world would stop. If you accidentally hit someone's cow, it's like long-term.
That's worse than touching underneath a cow. I mean.
So I take it they don't drink
They
any
don't
cow's
drink
milk.
Cow's milk, but there are other kinds of milk. There's yak milk, goat's milk.
Anybody here try any other milk other than cow's milk?
I'm not that adventurous.
I've had sheep milk. And
sheep milk?
And goat milk.
I've had goat milk.
Goat milk, yeah.
Well, you know, goat
I
cheese.
I can't say I had yak milk. Yak, no. Yak.
Don't talk yak. Back.
The cow is not to be milked in India.
And they don't eat beef, is
they're
that not,
right. They're highly vegetarian there. But I also learned that they're also very diabetic there because they eat
cows
a lot.
Are diabetic?
Not the cows, the people.
Huh. Really?
They're very diabetic because potatoes is their main staple. And so they eat a lot of carbs, I guess, compensate for the lack of protein that they get. So I found that out as well.
Also in the dairy case, there's a big section these days of butter. I love butter.
Yeah.
Butter on anything is good.
We use the fake
butter
spray.
Everything.
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
Gosh.
No.
Sorry. Oh, yeah.
Butter's better.
It takes 11 quarts of milk to make 1 pound of butter. Isn't that crazy?
It's so good.
Yeah, it really does. And I love the better butters, we'll call it, Kerrygolds of the world. They're just so rich and pure. There's really nothing like it.
But do you use the salted or the unsalted?
I go for the salted butter. I'm a salted butter. Yeah, I like that creamy, salty.
Unless I'm baking, and then sometimes I'll use the unsalted.
Right. Yeah. A lot of people ask, you know, when to use what kind and how do you know which butter to use for what? So baking, you use unsalted butter because you don't want to like
switch. But you do want some salt in baking. So I think as long as you compensate accordingly.
With actual salt.
So, you know, you might just have to cut down on your salt. But I like that salt with the creaminess or even with sweets because I think it brings out the sugars and sweets as well. And whipped butter is nice because I hate putting a hole in my toast. I have to put that little piece of butter on top of the toast for the last second because I use a toaster oven, not an upright toaster, obviously. And then it just melts it a little bit. Then I give it a smear.
I try my best to just slice off a very thin layer to be able to spread it. But yeah, sometimes you get those holes. It's kind of.
But with what Brian uses, it doesn't matter. It's just smearable all the time.
Give me a backhoe and I'll put it on a piece of bread. Nice. Give me that tub of fake butter and there I go.
I like to mix flavors into my butter. I almost always have garlic butter in my fridge.
Oh, fancy.
Yeah. Mm. Or I like cinnamon butter too.
Oh, cinnamon butter is the best.
Or honey.
Honey butter.
Yeah. You guys cheese lovers?
I'm a cheeseaholic.
Of course.
Cheeseaholic.
Cheese used to be really like a luxury, and people would eat very little because of the availability wasn't it what it is today. It's amazing. We're averaging 23 pounds a year right now per person. That's crazy. From back in the 70s, it was only 8 pounds a year.
Cheese is in everything.
And cheese is in everything. I mean, you go out to eat, it's smothered in cheese.
Yeah.
And the more, the better.
Better.
I mean, whether it be fast food or even the fine dining, there's lots of cheese in everything. Pizza consumption has a big part.
All the Mexican, I mean, you know, Americans eat a lot of Mexican food. Burritos, nachos.
Quesadillas.
It's on salads. It's in soups.
Yeah, everything.
So we eat a lot more than we ever thought we do. It's just crazy. But I love good cheese. What are some of your favorites?
Gouda.
Gouda.
Smoked. Yeah. Smoked is better. Yeah.
Yeah.
And nothing like making a great grilled cheese. And so, you know, you slather on your butter and then you just pile on the cheese and it can't be just one. I like always making sure there's a slice of mozzarella in the center. So when you pull that grilled cheese apart, you get that ooey gooey cheese pull. Delicious.
And then,
then you wash it down with a big glass of milk.
Absolutely.
So that would be like a dairy feast.
I made a bunch of them this weekend.
What, grilled cheese?
Yeah.
Oh.
I used Gouda and I used Brie.
Oh,
nice.
Brie,
and it
nice.
Was
How does
delicious.
That go together? Really well?
Yeah, it was really good.
I'll show you how it goes together. It goes like...
Hey, speaking of this ham and cheese quiche we've got here.
Super
For everyone,
cheesy.
We just want to make sure you guys check out the ham and cheese quiche. You know, it has Swiss cheese, cheddar cheese. Can't forget the ham.
And the recipe's on our website, MrFood.com,
Absolutely.
Where you can find lots of quiche recipes, dairy-friendly recipes, lots of great stuff. And it's fun just to experiment. This is a great time of year. There's lots of coupons out there online, in the paper. So take advantage of visiting the dairy aisle. Try some new things. Get inspired because maybe pick up that one extra item that you didn't think or you've never tried. It's the perfect time. And when you do, I promise you're going to be saying, ooh, it's so good.
Coming up, we go Mediterranean on you. And good gosh, it's great Greek yogurt instead of sour cream as we find out what's cooking in the Mr. Food Test Kitchen.
Attention baby boomers and seniors, introducing Vantage Therapeutic Walk-In Baths. Never worry about falling in the tub again.
After two knee replacements, I needed help just to get in the tub for a shower.
I want to stay independent and in my home.
With a Vantage Walk-In, it's like having your own personal hot tub so you can bathe, relax, and ease the pain in your muscles and joints. Your Vantage Walk-In Bath includes therapeutic features like hydrotherapy jet massage, aroma, microbubble, color, and ozone therapy. It's like getting a massage every time you take a bath. So call now to receive an instant cash rebate and a free in-home consultation.
I love my Vantage and my knees feel better.
Call now for a free, no-obligation in-home consultation. You qualify for an instant rebate and we offer affordable financing options. Call 800-619-4955. 800-619-4955. 800-619-4955.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years and years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
1-800-899-6030.
They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, Consolidated Credit Programs will teach you how to get out and stay out of debt.
Call 800-899-6030. 800-899-6030. That's 800-899-6030.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM19, Oregon DM80031. Services are primarily educational in nature.
We're back in the test kitchen and we're celebrating the dairy aisle. It's just amazing how it has grown over the years. And one section that if you've been to the market lately, and you can't miss it, it's probably 20 feet long in your average market, is yogurt. You want them crunchy, uncrunchy, fruit, no fruit, Greek. What are some of your favorites?
They're
what are some
of the savory ones now?
Savory?
Yeah, like pepper and cheese. Mm.
Really?
It's interesting. Yeah, I saw an article the other day.
In the same yogurt.
Yep.
Pepper and cheese.
Yep.
Okay.
Wow. So, Amy, yes. Do you know the difference between regular yogurt and Greek yogurt?
Well, I know Greek yogurt is supposed to be healthier for you, but I don't know the science behind it. I don't know why.
What it actually is, doing a little bit of research, because I'm not a yogurt aficionado by any means here, it's strained a lot more to remove a lot of the liquid whey and the lactose from it, so it ends up being thicker and richer. And I think that's what everyone really likes. It's more almost dessert-like. I think it's really good.
Strained through a membrane. Is that how they do it?
Yeah, and it's just...
So you leave all the good stuff behind. And then, so if there's less lactose, can people that are lactose intolerant
of
it?
No, it's not totally void of it. And with everyone being so health-conscious, it's just a great way to really do it. Because a lot of the Greek yogurt actually has double the protein of traditional yogurt, and it contains about half the sodium that we're finding in regular yogurt. So again, if you're on a heart-healthy diet, that's a nice thing to balance out.
Carbs are actually a lot less too.
Considerably less. Have you ever used yogurt to cook with?
Sure, especially in like sour cream cake and things like that.
So you substitute it.
Yep.
We do that in the test kitchen. Patty made this incredible Mediterranean kale bread.
That bread was so awesome.
Amazing.
Yeah. How did I miss that?
We do it purposely.
Again, I ate your piece, Brian.
Brian's in the restroom that day. Let's scarf down his piece and we're going to take his butter too.
Out of my quiche.
The bread was just so moist. It was just delicious.
It was incredible.
Like you didn't need any butter, but butter is better. So throw some of that on there. It was really good. And then you incorporate some of the kale, which...
Yeah.
And well, I think a lot of people are intimidated by, you know, oh, I don't make bread because it has to rise. This is not that. This is like you mix everything, you put it into a loaf pan and bake it off. So you didn't have to let it proof. You didn't have to knead the dough.
Yeah, you're not dealing, messing around with a bunch of yeast and rising it and all that.
Because that's typically not the
mystery.
No.
I keep a top 10 Mr. Food recipe in my head kind of thing. And this is absolutely one of them. It's probably one of the best recipes that I've tried. And it's quick. It's delicious. I had my mom taste it. Everyone was raving about
it. Yeah, and I like it has feta, which adds that little bit of tartness to it.
Oh, I love feta.
So that and the olive oil and the Greek yogurt and it's got some walnuts, so you get some crunch. And then, again, it has lots of shredded kale. So it's pretty healthy for you, too. It's something, if you made it and served it, people would be like, wow, this is really different. Or
it's unique.
If you're going someplace for dinner, it's a real nice recipe. You bring that warm to someone's house,
people will be invited talking back for days. It's so good.
Well, they'll be talking only after they finish talking with their mouths full, of course.
Yeah,
that's really not a bad thing.
Right.
I, a lot of times, will even mix in some Greek yogurt or traditional yogurt into my deli salads. I mean, you know, with the summer, there's so many deli salads we're going to have, but mixing like mayonnaise with some macaroni or into my, not pasta, well, pasta salads, of course, But potato salad, even into mac and cheese, it makes it a little creamy. Because I know you don't like mac and cheese.
I love mac and cheese.
We're going to be making it that day you're off next week.
Thanks again.
We're serving it with some of that kale bread.
So we actually got an email from Ingrid in Kenosha, and she wanted to know if you can substitute sour cream with Greek yogurt. So Howard, what are the guidelines here?
Well, there's not hard guidelines. I mean, a lot of it is mix and match. You know, we always say that if we haven't tested it, our recipes are like a blank canvas. Start there and zig and zag for really what you want to do. But if you're going to add it, make sure you add plain Greek yogurt and not the vanilla. Or obviously the fruit, unless it's appropriate. But a lot of times people pick up the vanilla thinking like, oh, that doesn't have any flavor to it. But it does. It's definitely sweeter and has a taste of vanilla. So if you're making something savory, I would definitely recommend going with the plain yogurt, not the vanilla again.
I mean, I'm sure there's different versions of Greek yogurt, low fat and full fat whole and all. Milk, right? But I would think if you're substituting it for sour cream, you'd want to go with whole Greek yogurt.
Yeah.
Kind of get the same consistency.
And again, if you're simmering or cooking with it, you want to make sure that you're not bringing it to a boil unless it's like really well incorporated. I mean, if you're mixing with mashed potatoes, you can bake it. It's just going to incorporate right into it. It will add a little bit of tanginess to it than sour cream. It's a little bit more tart, but I like that. I think that's a nice addition and it just makes it a little bit more
fun. You said not to boil it. Does it separate if it's
boiled? It will break if you're doing it. If you mix it in and slowly incorporate it with your sauce or something, it will be fine, but just straight off you're putting it in, it will start breaking down.
Good to know.
So you want to make sure that earlier, you were talking one of your favorite parts of the dairy aisle are the creamers,
hazelnut, French vanilla.
From a woman who does not drink coffee.
I know, but I find other ways.
I find you in the cooler when no one's looking. She looks left, she looks right.
No.
Is that French vanilla you're gargling with?
I don't know where people got the idea that creamers were for coffee. Yo's not a coffee drinker, but I consume creamer. I put it in cereal, my oatmeal, cakes, everything. It has so many different uses to it.
Yeah,
versatility is great.
We did recently a cake that started with a cake mix, and we added French vanilla and Irish coffee creamer to it.
Yes.
And it was really nice. It adds that little bit of different. It's not strong. It's not like adding like a cordial or something like that to it. But it does add a nice silkiness to it.
Wasn't it in the icing too?
Yeah.
So good.
Is that why you were licking the bowl?
Yeah, maybe.
I tell you, you got to turn off the beater before you lick.
My tongue still hurts.
I know. It was like,
yeah, those cannoli flapjacks were awesome.
Yeah.
Cannoli flapjacks?
Yes.
Really?
We did some ricotta cheese and we did some of the flavored creamer in there as well, the French vanilla, and we made flapjacks. And then we topped it off with like some chocolate chips and a little bit more sweetened cannoli.
So good.
That sounds great.
So everything you like about a cannoli.
Yeah.
In the form of a flapjack. Nice.
You can't beat that.
A twofer.
No, what a good way to get up in the morning.
Absolutely.
So for us people who don't drink coffee, for you people who don't drink coffee, and cheeses. I mean, I know we talked about cheeses, but there are so many different types of cheeses. I was recently at a telethon in Buffalo, New York, and one of the sponsors was Yancey's Fancy Cheese. And if you've never tried them, you usually find them in the gourmet section of the dairy case. Some great, great cheeses. And they had this buffalo wing cheddar that was crazy good.
I wish everyone could see my face.
Her eyes just two saucers.
Oh,
lit up.
My goodness.
I think we need to get some of that here.
And they had a champagne cheddar that was really nice. And what we did was we actually froze it, and then we dipped it in chocolate.
Oh, my goodness.
Like almost like a fondue. And then when it thaws, you just eat it, and it tastes like almost like chocolate and champagne.
Oh, my goodness.
It was really, really nice. And they had grilled bacon cheeseburger flavors and strawberry chardonnay.
I know, right?
Where are the samples?
I know.
Why aren't they
Well,
here?
The other day I brought in a cool one. It was a pesto gouda. Remember that one?
That was
awesome.
Good.
And what did you say? Ooh. It was very gouda.
Gouda. That gouda was so good.
She was all set with you. It's so good.
No, but it was tasty. It was worth it.
Now, does wine and cheese go hand in hand?
Of course.
I like to say yes, Howard.
I think wine goes with everything. I think they should sell wine in the dairy case. It could be an alternative to milk.
Save a step.
Yeah. No, In the dairy case, it's interesting that a lot of people think of, obviously, you know, cheese and butter and yogurt. Yeah. You know, the eggs are in there and all the egg alternatives are in there, which are pretty interesting. You know, obviously, the egg beaters was really the founder of that really area. But there's lots of different ones now. If you don't want to crack eggs, you're making a lot of scrambled eggs. Or if you want to go with, instead of separating eggs, that's a nice way because you can just get the whites, which is very convenient as well. And potatoes.
And they also have all of the cookie doughs and the pie crusts and things like that. It's really grown.
Oh, yeah.
And there's so many. I mean, the cinnamon buns, all that popping fresh stuff. You know, back to the potatoes, we're talking about the shredded, the diced. So that's a great way if you're making soups or home fries. You don't have to peel them. You don't have to blanch them. You don't have to do anything. You just open up the bag. You can get them shredded, cubed, mashed. So take advantage of all that's out there as well. And when you do, you're going to be saying, ooh, it's so good.
Still to come, what's your favorite dairy product? And we raise the question, so how do you milk a cashew? Stay with us for more right here in the Mr. Food Test Kitchen.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-865-5044. 800-865-5044.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-865-5044. 800-865-5044. 800-865-5044.
Still to come, it's in so many things, but what's your favorite dairy product? The real color of milk and all those other milk alternatives and how do they taste? Plus, great recipes that'll have your family saying,
ooh, it's so good.
Now in the Mr. Food Test Kitchen, along with Amy, Yo, and Brian, here's Howard.
We have such a ball here in the Test Kitchen, and we couldn't go by and not have a very special person join us today. We have Skip Shaw, who is the president and CEO of the National Frozen and Refrigerated Foods Association. And I welcome Skip to our show.
Well, thank you, Howard. It's a pleasure to be here. I'm honored.
You know, we love dairy. We were just in our last segment, we were talking about how the dairy aisle really exploded and how there's so many more options than there were 10 years ago, from yogurts, dairy creamers, different types of milk. But we wanted to go right to the insider here. And do you have any insight of what are some upcoming trends we might be seeing, or what are manufacturers going to be doing in the next year or 2 years?
Yeah, you know, Howard, I think it's important. I think the manufacturers realize the importance of addressing the needs of today's consumers and what are they looking at to get from their supermarkets. You know, in today's world, snacking has become a very big trend.
We like a snack.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. There's, and a lot of people do it. That's how they're eating their meals now. It's not just three meals a day, but it might be six or seven different snacking occasions. So I think the importance is portability. Obviously, the convenience of the grab-and-go type of thing. You know, you see a lot of snack-sized products, like Sargento has Balance Breaks, which is a combination of maybe some fruits and nuts with their cheeses, portable yogurt smoothies.
It's really taking that lunchable concept to a much fresher level, I think. That's really what they're doing.
It is.
Yeah, that's great.
Healthy, nutritious, convenient portability is what's important today.
Moms love that. And again, with the whole direction of people eating more of the whole foods and the natural foods, it just makes so much more sense because it's easy to grab a bag of chips. But if you go down the dairy aisle and grab, you know, the string cheeses or the combos like Skip was just saying, how much better is that for us?
Yeah, and you mentioned in the segue coming in the alternative milks, and you're going to see a lot of flavor combinations that are going to be happening in the refrigerated dairy aisle as well.
Are there any special ones that you know that we might not have seen yet?
No, you just look at some of the milks, you know, the almond milk and the things along those lines, but nothing, you know, it's just that's what people are looking for. The millennials are looking to this, those exotic flavor combinations, and you'll see them in your yogurts and your juices. And like I said, these portable smoothies, these drinkable yogurts. So you're going to see a lot of exotic flavors, I think, as we move forward.
And it really makes it fun because, you know, no matter what you like, I think we all get tired of eating the same thing over and over again. Mm-hmm. So, again, it's probably a huge challenge for the manufacturers to consistently come up with something new because we're always looking for it. Patty just brought in into the test kitchen a chocolate walnut milk that was really very different. I mean, so just something a little different. And it's great for those who are lactose intolerant, too, that there are so many choices. I know, Yolanda, you drink almond milk?
I'm a big almond milk consumer as the resident millennial at the table.
Are you saying we're old?
No, I would never say that.
Do you drink the sweetened or the unsweetened?
Unsweetened.
Yeah.
Just because you're sweet.
Aw.
You're sweet enough.
Yeah, plenty of sugar here. But yeah, I drink a lot of almond milk, and I'm interested in trying a cashew milk. We're going to do that in the next segment, so that's very exciting.
We're actually in the next segment. We're going to be doing a blind taste test of all these different types of milk to see if we can identify what they are and, you know, get rid of the packaging and just bring out the glasses, and we're going to be drinking lots of milk.
So, Skip, what are some of your favorite new dairy products that are out there?
Well, I think you're mentioning them now. You know, a lot of the flavored milks, they're always fun to try. And one of the biggest things is these flavored coffee creamers that they come out with different flavors according to the different seasons, whether it's Thanksgiving and Christmas. I really like, for me, on the go all the time, these drinkable yogurts and the smoothies, the healthy smoothies that I can use.
They really haven't got them into the airports yet, and they really need
to.
They
haven't.
They haven't, because that's a great thing. You know, you can grab the bottled water, you can grab the milk and things like that, but those bottled smoothies, because, you know, you have the protein in it, you got the flavor, so it satisfies you, and they're just so portable.
Yeah, and, you know, actually, it's funny that we're talking about this. I'm on my way to the airport after this segment, and I have a smoothie in my briefcase, so I can enjoy once I get to the airport, before I go through security, obviously.
Of course.
Of course.
So confiscated.
Or you can put it in four or five shampoo bottles and sip it along the way, as long as it's on your screen.
That might taste a little different, you know.
That would be something different. They would have to package it in 3 or 4 ounce portions.
Hey, Skip, when I was growing up, we had a milk box out in front of on the porch. And
I remember them well.
Camp Hill, Pennsylvania, where I was raised, Irwin's Dairy, would deliver milk and creamer, whatever else we needed. Where in the 60s did it transition from that to the grocery stores seem to embrace it more, and then we saw the explosion over the last 10, 15, 20 years?
Yeah, I think the grocery stores really embrace it, and I think the cost of the delivery man out there every day and picking up, I think it's just a change of how the milk producers went to market, to tell you the truth, and it's just a little bit more convenient for the milk producers to just have it at the supermarket. So I think the trend really started at the supermarkets, and the thought of cutting back costs of having somebody delivering each day to the different houses. But I remember those well. I'm one of nine, so there was a lot of milk left on our steps.
I've never heard of these milk boxes.
A milk box.
Glass milk bottles, and they would deliver them, and they would just, because you weren't home during the day, and then they would be insulated and either not to freeze or to stay cold, and they would just deliver them.
Cardboard top on it.
And didn't you put the empty bottles out?
Yes.
And they would take
the empty bottles back, and they would wash them.
You know, it's interesting you guys talk about this milk box, and I wonder what my kids will be saying about milk in a carton? How did that happen?
Yeah, well, snacks.
Kids today don't even know. I mean, very few of the organic milks we're finding that way, but most milk is in a half gallon or gallon plastic jug.
Yeah.
But I think also the big trend really was, or the reason, was just the modern refrigeration. I mean, the refrigerated cases have exploded. Much more open air cases now. You don't even have to open the door. It's easier. If you're going down the dairy case, I mean, very different than the freezer case. It's just very easy to stand there for a second, look at what you want, and then grab it.
Yeah.
When you're in the dairy aisle, just to go try one or two different things every few weeks.
We have a campaign going on now talking about the dairy aisle beyond cool. That is not just about your milk and your eggs, your staples. It's about all the great products that are in the refrigerated dairy aisle, whether it be your juices, your yogurts, your cheeses. There's just a lot of great items there.
And it's great because, you know, we all know if we start kids eating and drinking, you know, the milks, the cheeses when they're young, obviously, they're going to grow into it. It's going to be part of the life. The same idea of McDonald's really getting these kids with Happy Meals when they're young. They're going to grow up and it's just going to be part of their life. So the more comfortable we make them, instead of it being a foreign object, someplace that they really want to be, it's just that much more fun.
Well, Skip, does 2% milk outpace whole milk for sales, or is it the other way around?
Oh, yes. You know, all the different alternatives that you have now. And I don't know the exact breakdown of it, but I know, for instance, our family, we were always whole milk growing up, and it was a very large family, a little smaller family with my two kids, but they grew up on 2% and non-fat. Again, the change of lifestyles that you've seen over the years. Now, that's one of the reasons that we have a relationship with the Healthy Weight Commitment Foundation in D.C. is talking about how refrigerated dairy can be part of your daily lifestyle, you know, with the kids. And there's a lot of healthy options there. You know, it's just, I think, it was a gradual move over the years.
For my house, personally, we went from whole milk to 2%,
yeah.
You know, to 1%. And again, you can go right to skim. It's just now if I have whole milk, it tastes like I'm drinking heavy cream.
Yeah.
I don't have to give it up. I can not have as many calories and still enjoy the milk. Well, I really want to thank you, Skip. He's the CEO and president of the National Frozen Refrigerated Food Association. I know he's off to grab a plane to make sure that the rest of the world knows all that there is happening. We thank you.
Pleasure, and like I said, an honor to be with you guys today. Thank you.
And together, we'll all be saying, ooh, it's so good.
Ooh, so good.
And coming up, what cashews, almonds, coconuts, and peas have in common. Stay with us for more from right here in the Mr. Food Test Kitchen.
This advertisement is neither an offer to lend nor a commitment of funding. Penn Funding is a marketing and information firm for business.
Attention, small business owners. Penn Funding announces the easiest and fastest business funding program, the Platinum Business Account.
We needed cash, fast. Business is good, but this is an emergency.
We needed some new equipment, and the banks wouldn't help us.
At Penn Funding, we like to say, yes, you're approved. With your Platinum Business Account, you could qualify for up to $50,000 or more. Call 800-755-5357. 800-755-5357. This amazing new business account funding program is so effective, you could have the cash you need in just days.
I called Penn Funding and had my money fast.
Call now for your Platinum Business Account. If you've been in business for at least 6 months, you could qualify for up to $50,000 or more in just days. Call 800-755-5357. 800-755-5357. 800-755-5357.
Attention baby boomers and seniors. Introducing Vantage Therapeutic Walk-In Baths. Never worry about falling in the tub again.
After two knee replacements, I needed help just to get in the tub for a shower.
I want to stay independent and in my home.
With a Vantage Walk-In, it's like having your own personal hot tub so you can bathe, relax, and ease the pain in your muscles and joints. Your Vantage Walk-In Bath includes therapeutic features like hydrotherapy jet massage, aroma, micro bubble, color, and ozone therapy. It's like getting a massage every time you take a bath. So call now to receive an instant cash rebate and a free in-home consultation.
I love my Vantage and my knees feel better.
Call now for a free, no-obligation in-home consultation. You qualify for an instant rebate and we offer affordable financing options. Call 800-619-4955. 800-619-4955. 800-619-4955.
Welcome back to the Test Kitchen. I'm Howard. I'm joined with Brian, Yolanda, and Amy, and we're talking about milk. Now would be a great time that maybe you go into the kitchen and pour yourself a big glass of milk. And milk these days can be very varied, and we're going to be talking about that. So traditionally, when I grew up, drinking milk meant it was from a cow.
Yeah.
Right? Regular cow's milk. Yep. I mean, Amy?
Yeah.
Yolanda?
Absolutely.
And it's really changed a lot over the last, I'm going to say 10 years or so. I grew up drinking whole milk. We talked about that in the previous segment. Now I'm a 1% drinker, but there are so many options out there. And right now, we're lined up with lots of different milks. Because traditionally, any opaque white liquid that looks like traditional cow's milk is considered milk, whether that be from some kind of a nut, soy, whatever it may be. Everybody in front of them here has a glass.
I'm a little nervous about this.
And let's just take a sip of glass mark number one.
Okay, so that's that one, right?
That's
there.
That one right
my,
there
my
on the left.
Turn around.
From
okay,
left to
I
right.
Got it.
Yeah.
Unless you turn around quickly, you'll get dizzy, Brian. So don't try anything crazy here. Let's take a sip and see if we can identify it before I tell you what it is.
Well,
It's cold.
Almond flavor?
That's a pretty face, Amy.
Oh, no.
Or cashews?
I think cashew.
I love cashews.
Me too.
It is. It tastes like a dish of cashews. I bet if you put a little salt on this.
The aftertaste, I taste cashew. So, yeah.
It is. It's cashew milk. It's put up by a company called Silk. You know, there's only 25 calories per serving for an 8-ounce glass of this. It's non-GMO. This is unsweetened. So maybe you're maybe you're more familiar with the sweetened.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe that would help it.
Yeah, maybe like a lot of sugar or maybe put over your Frosted Flakes.
Amy,
would be
maybe
nice.
That would help it.
Yeah, if you throw this on any of those sugary
It's very
cereals.
Strong cashew taste.
It is. It's nice. Really, I mean, again, I like it. Imagine this in like a baked product. Mm-hmm. If you wanted to have that little bit of nutty flavor. But even in your cereal, because again, nut clusters and things like that. All right.
Yeah, I could see it in that.
Swish around in your mouth, and we're going to glass number two.
Okay.
And this product's made by Blue Diamond, so that'll give you a little hint of where you're headed. Is that vodka or water you're drinking?
Water. I'm clearing my palate.
Okay.
That's very sweet. I know what this is because I actually use this.
Wow, that's nice.
That's good.
That is good. You know, it tastes like a McDonald's milkshake. That's
yes,
melted.
It does.
Oh, this is good.
This is the almond milk, isn't
this
it?
This is almond milk.
Because I use this in my smoothies.
Is it the vanilla almond milk?
It's vanilla.
No, it is vanilla. Sorry.
Yeah, this is.
Now, to me, it tastes like a blizzard. An Oreo blizzard.
Try and flip that over your head and see if it holds into the glass.
Wait, let me get the camera.
I wonder what will happen if I mix them.
I make strawberry banana smoothies with this.
Do you really?
It's delicious.
That's really good.
It only has 80 calories per serving. It's about double the calories of our cashew milk because it is sweetened. So, you know, that's one of the things
But you can buy it unsweetened, too.
Again, you can buy both of these sweetened or unsweetened.
Yeah, this is kind of like chocolate milk to me to some degree, even though it's vanilla.
Yeah, if you were blindfolded and didn't know that it was white, you would think that it might be chocolate milk.
Okay, now the next one. Let's try the next one.
All right.
Glass number three.
And
we're going after something that you should be familiar with.
There's the good stuff.
Good old whole milk.
Oh.
I tell you.
That's just 1%
milk,
right?
Low fat
It is
milk.
1%.
1%.
Yeah. Oh.
And it has, like this, being again, 100 calories. So even though this is 1%, you can drink 4 glasses of the Silk cashew milk to the 1 glass of this.
Cheers.
Cheers.
And we were talking earlier how many squirts it takes. 350 squirts from a cow to come up with 1 gallon of milk. So just appreciate that when you're sipping it.
Oh, busy farmer.
So let's do the math. Every squirt is about a tablespoon.
Oh, let's not get all mathematical here.
Leave it to Amy. Yes.
Let me get back to you in about 3 hours.
Does anyone lactose? Now's not the time to tell me.
Yeah,
but lactose.
Thanks for asking after the fact.
But I mean, a lot of people are lactose intolerant, and it's amazing that they can take whole milk. It's sort of like unleaded gas and make it lactose free.
Mm-hmm.
So they take out the lactose. We're ready for glass number four.
Yeah, can we do this? Because I'm excited.
This
it's
is
chocolatey.
A chocolate variety
Man,
here.
So chocolatey.
It smells delicious.
Oh, you know what this reminds me of? When I was a kid in school, you could get the little thing of chocolate milk.
4 cents. I used to sell them when I was, 4 cents.
And it was real chocolatey. I mean, it was real thick and great. Why are you looking
what
at me?
What are you
like?
Talking about?
In school,
just
you can pick
cart.
White milk or chocolate milk.
Oh, yeah,
cartons,
the little cartons in the cafeteria.
And they just taste better than get out of a bigger container. I don't know.
Well, they're always cold. That's why.
Yeah.
What is this?
Really,
this is a walnut milk.
Really?
Made with dark chocolate and roasted walnuts.
I think I need a second taste.
I don't get the walnuts
I'm
at all.
I'm not a fan.
Unless it's adding some bacon. You're not a fan.
Not of this one.
No?
No.
But 90 calories for an 8-ounce glass. Much healthier than traditional chocolate milk. I think it's much thinner, so you're not really getting that milkshakey yum milk. You're not going to get a milk mustache. You might get like a little bit of lip gloss or something.
I would add it to like, you know, the powdered hot chocolate. That might work.
For people who are looking to cut down on the calories and still get that great, rich taste. Very nice. Now, the next one is not your traditional. So take a small sip on this one.
No,
it's okay.
Concerned.
It's good. So it's... It's okay.
There's lumps
sorry
in
for
it.
The reaction. What did you just? Oh, what? Oh, it's
this smells. Is this?
I didn't taste it.
It's buttermilk.
Should have known that.
Oh,
I'm not even going to taste
had
this.
Buttermilk.
That's mean.
Oh.
Why would you do that?
No.
Okay, I'll take your word for it.
It's
but
basically
so important
sour
in cooking.
Milk.
It's not the kind you're going to just drink. But buttermilk is amazing in baked goods and when you're cooking in cream sauces, adding it to your mashed potatoes.
It's not bad
if you look at it. Really,
are you
what,
kidding me?
What I think, if you take...
Wait a minute ago, the really tasty milk was, I'm going to use it with chocolate.
All of a sudden, not bad. Yeah, compare that to the chocolate. You'll be drinking it all day. But if you look into the glasses and sort of swirl it around almost like a wine, it's sort of curdled. And that's exactly what buttermilk's
supposed
to be.
That's what that is on the side.
Yeah, when it comes up.
And if you don't have... If a recipe calls for buttermilk, and if you don't have traditional buttermilk at home, you can always add about a tablespoon of vinegar to whole milk and let it sit for about 15, 20 seconds. Give it a little stir, and it will actually curdle. But you think buttermilk is packed with butter, right?
You can use lemon juice, too, if you don't have vinegar. Mm-hmm, I use lemon juice at home.
There you go. But it only has 150 calories, so it's no worse than regular full-fledged milk. But it gives a really nice taste to a little tartness. Again, I wouldn't drink it. I wouldn't put on your cereal. But it's a nice alternative.
Yeah, you wouldn't drink it, but you'd give it to us.
That's different. This is part of the job. So we have to explain it to everybody, the differences.
It's the test kitchen.
Thank
Remember
you.
That.
Yeah, but really all the fat is traditionally removed from buttermilk. So it's really nice. Just something a little different. What milks do you guys drink at home? You said you are...
Yeah, I'm an almond milk drinker.
You're an almond milk? You don't go to other nuts?
Not typically. I stick with the one I know and like. And
okay, you're true to your almonds.
We use the almond milk for smoothies, like I said, but then just regular milk. My son likes whole milk. I like skim milk. My husband likes 2%.
So you have like
we do 1% and we kind of compromise across the board. Yeah.
Smart.
We usually have normal milk in the fridge and almond milk. And then we also, when we want a treat, we buy the lactate chocolate milk. It's really good.
Chocolate milk. And if you really shake it so you get extra bubbles, it doesn't matter what it is. It's that much better.
Back in April, I stayed up late, way past my bedtime. And
what was that, like 9 o'clock?
Actually, it was watching Stephen Colbert, of all things.
Oh, my gosh.
And he did a whole thing about cashews, almonds, coconut milk, and P-E-A, milk.
Pea milk. What kind of pea?
Like I know if I drink too much of this, that's what I get.
Little green peas. At that point, I went to bed and I forgot about it until this moment. Have you heard about that
yet? No.
Never.
So I guess beyond what we see in the dairy case now, again, this is an example of how the dairy case continues to grow. And probably there'll be lots more types of milk, maybe even pea milk, yak milk we talked about earlier. And altogether, we're going to be saying, ooh, it's so good.
And if you'd like to make any of the great recipes or see the ideas we've talked about on today's show, go to MrFood.com and click the radio button. What's Cooking in the Mr. Food Test Kitchen is a production of Ginsburg Enterprises Incorporated. All rights reserved. And remember, as we always say here in the Mr. Food Test Kitchen,
ooh, it's so good!